Heidi and Frank Show celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little early since it falls on a Monday. I'm sure everyone's starting their celebration tonight, following into the next day, following into Sunday. Then, hell, it's Monday. And it's actually St. Patrick's Day. You got to go out.
Yep.
And then probably Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be considered sick days. Then probably going to work Thursday and then call in Friday because it's March Madness. Got to stay home and watch basketball. So really, next week, they should just don't
write
go to work.
Off. Yeah.
Marian Thomas Griffin is with us. She is part of a band called the Bragging Band. Their album, The Day Before the Fair, is available on Amazon.com. And she is a St. Patrick's Day tradition, just like the color green for the Heidi and Frank Show. For the Heidi and Frank Show?
Our horrible Irish accent.
She always brings her guitar in here, and she's going to be performing all over Los Angeles. She's performing tonight up in, what did you say, Yorba Linda?
Yorba Linda tonight, Newport Beach tomorrow night, Costa Mesa Sunday night, and Malibu Sunday morning. Sunday morning I'm at Finn McCool's in Santa Monica from 11 to 3.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? And it'll be packed.
It will be packed.
And everybody will be wasted.
And then on Monday, you're at Finn McCool's
Monday,
again.
Monday, we're opening for the Young Dubliners at Pershing Square.
Oh, how
downtown.
Fun.
We know the Young Dubliners.
What a blast.
We're opening for them at 1 on St. Patrick's Day, and then we're at Finn McCool's from 6 to 10.
One of my favorite stories about Marian Thomas Griffin is, because for those of you who don't know, you were a soap opera actress, right?
I was for years.
And you would get letters from people saying how horrible your fake accent was.
They thought that I was putting on my Irish accent. And it was the American accent, because I was a dual character. I murdered a lot of people.
Yeah, she was what? Your character was Psycho Nanny?
Psycho Nanny.
I was
an American pretending to be Irish so I could kidnap the kids and, you know, kill the father.
Right.
Oh, what the world turns.
Juicy role.
It was awesome. Yes. It was great for it was fun for a few years.
Yeah,
but for a few years. How many?
I think from 2000 till 2003 or something. 2002, 2003.
And then you lived in New York for a long time.
Yeah, I was in New York until
that Irish music scene. I mean, as far as like New York and St. Patrick's Day, I mean, does it get any more ridiculous than that?
It's amateur night in L.A. compared to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, New York is on crack.
Have you been to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes. I've been all over the place.
So if you had to say which one celebrates, I guess, better, harder, New York, Chicago?
New York is messier.
Messier?
Okay. It's just drink in the streets, puke, and just, it's just.
Yeah, but we're talking about St. Patrick's Day in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you've been to Boston during St. Patrick's
Day? Yes, I have.
How's Boston compared to the other two?
Boston and I'd say New York.
Number one.
Boston. And then L.A. does it kind of classier, I have to say.
What about Chicago? Have you been to Chicago?
Chicago's it's all right.
Yeah, you try too hard with the River Green.
St. Patrick's Day is not in Ireland the way it is here. I mean, it is. I mean,
because every day St. Patrick's Day there, they're like, why do we need our face and the drink?
They're like, you know, the Americans are, why do they wait till St. Patrick's Day to get drunk?
And there's always there's a pub in like every establishment. So it's like, you're going down to get a pair of shoes on down at the Foot Locker. There's a pub in the back.
We're going to drink while I'm getting my shoes.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
It is. Aww. But no, I mean, St. Patrick's Day, it's you guys were talking earlier about people that are proud to be whatever they are.
Yeah.
I never got that. You didn't choose what to be. You know, I'm proud to be Irish. I love Irish music and culture and everything, but I wouldn't say, oh, I'm proud to be Irish. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yeah, we did have somebody on hold, Jack, who called in and said that Heidi's Irish accent is just killing him. So he's from Ireland. Call back so we can hear.
It's killing Marian,
well,
too.
That's how I ended up on the show in the first place, you guys remember.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had just moved to L.A., and you, Heidi, were doing the worst Irish accent I've ever heard. And I called in, and I said, look, I'm from Ireland. And if you guys do that tomorrow, I've never heard you before.
Yeah.
But I will come down there and beat the heads off you with my big stick.
Yeah,
and Frank said, why don't you come down?
Why don't you come on down.
And look, and all these years later.
She brought her big stick that has guitar strings on it.
And
she plays her Irish ditties. So what songs do you want to play today?
Well, this is one that I play every year because we get about 55,000 phone calls asking for it. But, you know, it's a good way to start the party.
All right.
And I know you guys know it, so that's it. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first met my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. Here we go. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh. He died of a fever and no one could save her. And that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh.
Everybody.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh.
In the mood.
Where's the whiskey?
Yeah.
Where is the whiskey?
Come on. Are you kidding me?
There's got to be something.
Rubbing alcohol.
Right.
Something.
Pour some more Guinness. We got to have something. We're going to hear some Irish drinking
songs. Yes,
we have to. I'm over here raising my bare hand in the air.
That is not right.
This is wrong. It's Patron.
All right.
Well, Patron does have a green ribbon on it when you buy it around the neck of it. There's that green ribbon on Patron. So that's kind of
nice. Kind of counts.
Well, I know I had a friend, a buddy of mine that was in Afghanistan with the army, and I used to send them care packages, and I would send water bottles with Patron.
Oh,
you're like the best friend ever and a true patriot.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Can I drink this out of the bottle, even though it's supposed to be poured? Because
skank. Hope Cosmo gets a picture of this. No, that's hot. I love when girls drink it out of the bottle.
Oh. Wrap my lips around that neck.
Mm. Oh, you just ruined it.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I do around here, people. I ruin things.
Ripping down my...
Bad acting. This is great.
Nice. Marion.
Oh, man.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back. Marion Thomas Griffin is going to be playing us some more songs. Like I said, you can buy the album, The Bracken Band, The Day Before the Fair, is available on Amazon.com. And be sure and follow Marion on Twitter, at Marion T. Griffin on Twitter. We'll be right back with more Irish songs.
Yeah, betcha.
Year, Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.